early in the house, I walked around the church, and it just all of a sudden I make this statement, and that's what I'm going to preach tonight, is simply this: when the praises of men meet the presence of God. When the praises of men meet the presence of God. Something's about to set down in this house tonight. I'm going to try that again. Something's about to set down in this house tonight. Because somebody's going to get loose and praising Him to the... Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I said it this morning, hell can't stand in your praise. When somebody makes up their mind, no matter what I'm facing, I'm going to praise Him, something begins to happen. Clap your hands again and shout with a voice. When the praises of men meet the presence of God, thank you, something happens. Something powerful begins to transpire in our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Lightning is a rapid exchange of electrical charges between a cloud and the ground. The very basis of that lightning bolt can come from the cloud or it can come from the ground. This will shock you, but lightning creates thunder. And a thunderstorm has, yea, thunder. Amen. What I'm trying to say is it's happening whether you see it or whether you don't see it. The power of God is always at work as well, whether you see it or whether you don't. When you're going through that longest valley and you think nothing's going to happen, I'm going to tell you, God is still marking down the days that you woke up with praise in your heart. I can't tell you again what the bishop said a while ago, but I begin to resonate. If all I have left is what I praised Him for today, I got a feeling that's going to be enough, because I made up my mind. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to lift Him up. Woo! Shandalabohokayata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As the thunderstorm begins to grow, electrical charges build up within the cloud. Charged particles gather at the ground level, and this attraction between the positive and the negative charges, I'm just going to stop right there. I'm just going to tell you, folks, to make anything run, you've got to have a positive and you got to have a negative. Hello, there's enough negative going on in our world. We need to throw out a little positive to make it all run. Hallelujah. This attraction between the positive and the negative quickly grows strong enough to overcome the air resistance to an electrical flow. I don't know how you feel here in Lexington, but I have felt the resistance of the enemy of late. And I wonder what would happen if our praises pushed through to the point that we broke all resistance of the enemy in Davidson County. What are you saying? I'm saying that the roof is about to lift off with a dynamic presence of the Holy Ghost is going to sit down in this place, because somebody's made up their mind. You're not going to steal my praise. You're not going to steal my worship. I'm going to praise from the rising of the sun till the setting of the same. His name is to be praised. It is to be worshiped. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These positive and negative charges race toward each other, connect and complete what you and I know as the electrical circuit. Charge from the ground surge upward at nearly one-third the speed of light. And that's when you and I see that bright flash of lightning. I felt the presence of God begin to speak to my heart that some people in this house are going to send up a praise. And in that quick moment, God is going to send back a lightning flash of victory into your soul and into your spirit, because somebody has made up their mind. Come on, hell's trying to knock you down. The greatest thing you can do is get back up and praise and magnify His name. Come on, when the praises of men. Hallelujah. Thunder happens because lightning heats the air molecules to more than 43,000 degrees, causing the air to expand. And as that air begins to cool, it contracts. And it, this quick expansion, contraction of the air around the lightning, starts the air molecules moving back and forth, making sound waves, which you and I hear as thunder. Sitting in that prayer meeting that morning when God began to speak to me about this service, He said, I'm going to wait for a sound to come from Landmark. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're feeling right now, but I wonder what would happen if we take a praise break and let it thunder in this house. Come on, somebody ought to praise Him right now for your family being saved, for the city of Lexington being turned upside down, for revival. Ashata, ikondolobosha. When the praises of Landmark meet the presence of God, something powerful, something mighty begins to happen in our midst. Oh, go ahead and praise Him. Somebody clap your hand. Create a sound. Create a sound in this house. Woo! Hallelujah. Huh? It's like that electrical charge between the cloud and the ground. It produces a scene and a felt reaction. Whoa, that's why people can't stand in this presence. I'm going to tell you, the one thing that ticks me off is to preach a message that somebody come up that's bound and pat me on the back and say, that's a good job. I'd rather them run to an altar or run out the back door. Don't pat me on the back and say, that's a good job, preacher. I liked your word and you don't change. But I like what happened this morning when the lady come to the altar, tears flowing down. See, that's what happens when God's people begin to praise and magnify His name. Something is seen, something is heard, and something is felt. Bible lets us know that Pentecost was associated in Jewish worship with the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. On the day the law was issued, it was issued amidst thunder and lightning. And at Pentecost, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, tongues of fire that set upon each and every one of them. And there was a reaction that was seen, heard, and felt. I'm thankful that we're not walking away from Pentecost. We're running to it every day. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, folks, let me tell you something. Can I feel something in the Holy Ghost right now? Lenore's not the only place you're going to break out with setting another foundation for another church. Come on, time's running out. We've got to be about the Father's business. We must work while it is yet. Come on, somebody, when the praises of men. Let me just preach what I feel. When the praises of men meet the presence of God, the Bible teaches us to praise Him. Praise Him in the dance. Come on, somebody. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the heavens. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for it. Oh, somebody help me. When the praises of men. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a psaltery and heart. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him on the string instruments. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Oh, I feel like praising Him. I feel like worshiping Him. Jeremiah 33:11. Kind of like this scripture. It said, the voice of joy. Listen, somebody needs to hear this. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Hello. He said, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first fruit, saith the Lord. I've come to tell somebody, the voice of joy is about to sit back on you. The voice of gladness is about to sit back on you. The voice of the bridegroom is about to overshadow you. Oh, somebody help me. Come on, somebody. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth. For is there anybody feel like lifting up Jesus? Has He been good to anybody? Has He ever healed you? Has He ever delivered somebody? Help. Bible said to praise Him with a loud voice. Sing praises to God in the midst of the church. Psalms 107 says it like this. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. Oh no, we praise Him when everything's going right. We praise Him when we get that $10 an hour raise. Hello. You know, when I was pastoring out here, during the service one night, I had the lady, Sister Gay, stand up, and I said, I just felt like God is fixing to give you a raise on the job. You know, I was expecting her to go, oh. And here's what she said during church, by the way. Oh, that ain't happening. And I said, oh, yes, it is. She said, no, they're laying off. I said, I don't care what they're doing. God don't say something He's not going to do. I didn't tell her that she ticked me off and made me mad. And I said, in spite of you. My wife's smiling because she knows good and well. I was frustrated when I got home. And then she got anointed back. Well, hallelujah. She don't say a whole lot, but when she does and she gets anointed, hallelujah. And so about a week and a half, 2 weeks went by, and Gay bounces in the church. She's all, whoo! And I didn't even have testimony service, and she jumped up and said, Pastor, I need to say something. Nah. Hello. And against my better judgment, no, not really. I said, go ahead, Sister Gay. She said, I went into work Friday. And they called me in the office, and she said, I thought, yeah, Brother Anderson, I was getting raised, and here goes. I'm getting laid off like everybody else. Hello. Some people just like their predicament, but anyhow. And so she said, but I walked in there, and I sat down, and they began to explain some things to me and said, Gay, you know we've been laying off. She said, yeah, I know. She said, well, what we have been doing, she said, the company's in better shape now than it's ever been. And we've been watching that you've been doing the work of about 5 or 6 people. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give you a $10,000 a year raise. You know what? Gay was bouncing that morning. Her hands were lifted. But I wonder what would happen if she would have praised in the night. Somebody said, you're going to get the blessing. It might have been a $20,000. See, I've come to tell you, we don't need to be a people that praise Him after the blessing. We praise Him before the blessing. We praise Him for the souls that's going to be filled with the power when the praises of men meet the presence of God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be about my mouth. Our problem is not praising God too much. Our problem is not praising Him enough. Yeah, even when your circumstance looks dismal and gloomy, that's when you give the sacrifice of praise. Amen? When sickness strikes, go ahead and praise Him. On your good days and on your bad days, I challenge you, I charge you to go ahead and praise His name. Hallelujah. Come on, it's not enough to just praise Him within our heart. We got to praise Him from our lips. We got to praise Him with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what Isaiah said in 61. He said, He will give us a spirit of heaviness, or a spirit of heaviness can be traded for the garment of praise. What a deal. You walk out of here grumpy or you walk out of here humpy, it's up to you. But I've come tonight to trade in that garment of disappointment for a garment of praise. Come on, I feel that old song. I feel like praising Him. I feel like lifting up my voice. Every day we're learning more and more how to deal with problems and perplexity through praise. Brother Marshburn, I've seen more people in the last 5.5 years on the evangelistic field instantly healed by praising God. More than I have even of laying on of hands. And I think that's still biblical and we should do it. Amen. But I've seen people just begin to stand up and begin to praise God. And all of a sudden back problems disappear. Migraines leave. Sugar diabetes gets healed. Can I get a witness? You say, but Brother Randall, I'm down and I can't do it. Yeah, if you can wiggle your finger. If you can whisper His name. Oh, I'm not emotional. Let me tell you something. You are emotional. Whether you sit or whether you stand, you're saying I'm emotional in one way or another. But tonight in this house, hell ain't got a chance because I made up my mind I'm going to praise His name. Huh? Luke 24 tells us that followers of Jesus were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. I'm just believing that that's where it began, where the presence, where the praises of men begin to meet the presence of God. And a church was born. And they continued praising God. And the Lord added to the church. Well, that was weak. You want to know why? Because we're geared for Sunday. We're geared for Wednesday. Or Tuesday here at Landmark. Sorry about that. But I'm telling you, God's geared for Monday. Come on, He's geared for Wednesday. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the revival that is being explosive in your midst is not going to be housed just on Sunday. No, come on, try that. It's not just going to be in this house, but it's going to be out in the highways and the hedges. Come on, somebody's about to get the Holy Ghost in their house. Somebody's about to get healing on the job. Why? Because you have made up your mind. This is the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Come on, if you believe that kind of revival is happening now, go ahead and praise Him. Come on, praising God brings revival and it causes revival to continue. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take time to preach this, but I'm just going to tell you, praising God in the jail. Hello. Caused the earth to shake. And the prison doors were open. Woo! Hallelujah, you've already started that kind of ministry I heard a while ago. God's already moving in that direction. So I'm just telling you, He can. It's in my notes right here. God can deliver out of the prison. He already has, and He's going to continue. I've come to tell you, I just feel this in the Holy Ghost. Some people that you thought were never going to darken these doors are about to walk into this place because the praises. Because the praises of men at Landmark have met the presence of God, and conviction is moving all over the county. know, you hear a lot of things. Some things resonate. Some you're thinking, how did you say that? A person made this statement. I once praised the Lord like you do. But I've grown just a little deeper in the Lord. So I'm no longer demonstrative. I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking. You just write in your own little statement there. But I'm no longer demonstrative. I just let it flow. I have found that when a person really gets deep in the Lord, that their will abound and overflow with thanksgiving and praise. See, I'm going to tell you something. God's been good to this old boy. Put me in places I never thought I'd be. Seen miracles I thought I would never witness. But I'm here to tell you, I feel, if you think that that you're going to stop me from praising God, you better get out of my way, because I'm going to praise Him in spite of you. Hallelujah. Come on, that's the way. Listen, this is our house. If there's a place that we are to have authority, it ought to be in our house. The enemy has no authority, no power. He's not welcome here. Can I get a witness? But sometimes when you start doubting, or sometimes when you allow that perplexity to just keep going and going and going, because it just becomes second nature to you, you're allowing him to walk through the door with you. This is our house. Now, I don't know how y'all do it here in Lexington, but if you try to come through that door back there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to meet the judge. Hello? I was in a rest area one morning about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and the door knocked. I got somebody knocked on the door. And I just laid there. I thought, well, if you ignore them, they'll go away. And they just kept knocking. Marilyn said, they're not going away. So I got up, and I grabbed that judge, and I walked down there, and I said, now, who is it? My name's so-and-so. I'm a truck driver. I said, okay. He said, well, I'm fixing to open this door. But I want you to understand, I'm opening it with the judge in my hand. He said, sir, seriously, all I need is jumper cables. Hello. What I'm saying is, you're not going to come in my house and mess with my wife, mess with my family without meeting something. I'll tell you, the greatest damage we can do to hell tonight is praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, praise Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Thank Him in advance for what He's going to do. I'm going to move quickly here tonight. I've just got a couple of stories to tell you. I'm not really a big storyteller, but Dad told the story of when he was growing up. They were in revival. The husband and wife were getting ready to go to church. Let me tell you how the devil works. And their old car wouldn't start. This is back when he had them crank deals in the front. So that's been a few years ago. And they got out there, and he was trying to get the car cranked, and it wouldn't crank. And so here comes his wife out, all bouncy and stuff. And she said, well, Henry, just raise the hood. I don't know about your household, but that would have ticked me off. I'm out there trying to crank that thing, and she bounces out and says, hey, just raise the hood. I might have been more likely to rip the hood off than raise the hood, but whatever. And so he raises the hood, and she lays her hand in on that engine and said, in Jesus' name. She said, now, Henry, shut the hood and crank the car. Woo! You can't make this mess up, I'm telling you. And sure enough, buddy, Henry cranked the car, and it started up. And he's frustrated. He gets in that car, and he's huffing all the way to church. And they get to church. Now, Henry's a piano player. And Henry's up there playing the piano, and the Holy Ghost gets to moving, and he comes out of that seat, and he's playing the piano standing up, and he's getting down. And pretty soon, he leaves the piano and dances down the aisle and back up. And they had rocking church, and they get in the car and go home, and they're driving home, and he's singing, and he's humming, and he's happy, and his wife's over there, their arms folded, she's just huffing. He said, well, honey, what is wrong with you? She said, you hypocrite. I said, what? Said, you hypocrite. You fussed all the way to church. You carried on. You mad. You get behind that piano and then you dance all up and down. Now, you're a hypocrite. He looked at her and he said, honey, I was mad at you, not God. What are you trying to say? I'm telling you, sometimes we bring too many problems from our house inside this house, and it prohibits us from lifting up Jesus. I've come to tell you, in a revival time such as this, don't let anything, I said, don't let anything or anyone keep you from the miraculous. I've made up my mind. God's been too good to me to shut him down by not lifting him up. Looked at these young people over here tonight worshiping the Lord, young men running around the church, and I begin to think, what an awesome sight. Hello? They're not a church of tomorrow. Come on, they're the church of right now. You get to hear a lot of stories as you travel, and the pastor was talking about a young lady. Now, I'm just going to say this to some young people, because hell's going to do everything that it can to throw you off balance. It's going to do everything he can to mess you up. And this young lady had repented of her sins, got buried in the name, and just got very half-hearted in her desire to receive the Holy Ghost. She began to object her friends as they began to praise and magnify God. Several months began to pass, and one night as she was going home from her job in the city that they were from, it's kind of a rough area, and as she walked around the corner, there was a car parked there, and the back door opened, and a man grabbed her and threw her in the back seat. And he began to make very unbecoming advances towards her. She was frozen with fear. But something happened in the back seat of that car, Brother Carson. She began to do something she hadn't really done in a while. She began to pray. Hello. And as she started praying, one of the men made the statement, well, we got one of those religious types here. But she began to pray even louder. And she began then to begin to praise and to magnify God. And she remembered the words of that pastor that said in Hebrews, I will never leave thee, nor will I ever forsake thee. And she began to praise and she began to worship. She didn't know if she was ever going to see mama. She didn't know if she was ever going to see daddy. Ever know if she was going to get back to a Sunday night church service with her young people. And she began to praise God in the back seat of that car. And as she began to praise God, all of a sudden she began to speak in other tongues as God filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Somebody help me right now. It's where the praises of a young lady begin to meet the presence of a mighty God. They didn't understand what was happening to her, and they threw her out on the sidewalk. And it just happened that a family from the church happened to be coming down, and they seen her sitting on the sidewalk, still speaking in tongues. I've come to tell a young person in this house today, don't get half-hearted. Go ahead and praise God with everything that's within you, because God's going to use you mightily in this last hour. Hallelujah. I believe in prayer. I believe in fasting. I believe in seeking after God. But I believe it's time to start praising like we never praised. Come on, somebody. Let me read a verse to you. It said in Psalm 67, if I let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. But in verse 6, it goes on with the following statement. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. Woo! Let the people praise thee. I'm fixing to loose you tonight to praise him, and healing's going to come. Some of you that did not get all you needed this morning, I'm here to tell you, we're not going to have to lay hands on you. Something's going to happen when you rise up and begin to praise His name. His power's going to set down. When the praises of the sick meet the presence of God, healing takes place. Let me hurry. You know, for a few years out here, I was blessed, the honor of being the home mission secretary. And got to see a lot of things. Brother Lappin had me to go to St. Louis to a meeting. And in that meeting, the story was told. And this is what I've come to tell somebody tonight. Somebody's going to get a hold of this in just a moment. This young pastor and his wife went out into, I believe it was the Dakotas, if I can remember correctly. They were going to carve out a church. And he lost his job. There was no work to be found. And they were just living on the merely little bit that they were getting from that unemployment. And this particular morning, the knock come on the door. And when she opened the door, it was a neighboring pastor. And when I mean neighboring pastor, it was like 85, 90 miles away. And he just looked. He didn't say, how are you doing, Sister So-and-so? He just said, your answer to prayer is here. She looked at him, and pretty soon, three or four of the young men from the church come following that pastor, and they had literally sacks filled with groceries. And they carried into this house, and they walked in, and they started putting those groceries up. And when the pastor walked by the refrigerator to open it up to put some milk or whatever in the refrigerator, he didn't stop, Brother Marshburn. And he said, sis, he said, I'm just telling you, when this thing is empty and you walk back here by here, you get a spirit of depression that comes on you. She said, yeah. He said, well, let me tell you something. This refrigerator is going to get empty again. Those cabinets are going to get empty again. But when that spirit comes on you, and that spirit of depression, by the way, I just don't feel like that needs to reside in the house of the Lord. I'm tired of people telling me, well, Brother Randall, it's here. Yeah, it's here, but I don't think it needs to stay here. I'm going to try that again. I don't think you need to come to an apostolic church and fight depression with all kind of prescription drugs when you've got an answer and His name is Jesus. Come on, somebody, He's still the healer. I said He's still the healer. She began to weep and she began to cry. And she said, yes, sir, pastor. She said, I go to church and I clap my hands. There's just a handful of us there. I do everything. I put that smile on. I back my husband and inside I'm torn. And he said, well, I'm just telling you, it's going to come again. When it does, he said, I want you to grab the handle of that refrigerator and I want you to do me one favor. She said, okay. He said, I just want you to say hallelujah. So a few weeks passed. All of a sudden, she come by that morning, and sure enough, that knot got in her stomach. She kind of just passed it by, and she come back through later, and it hit her even harder. And she stopped, and she went, hallelujah. Some of us even wouldn't even have gave the sarcastic hallelujah. Now, God, you supplied the need, but now look here. Here we are again. But she went on, and a little bit later, she come back through, and it just hit her so hard she couldn't hardly stand it. And she grabbed a hold of that refrigerator door and she said, I said, hallelujah. The husband jumps up and said, what are you doing? She said, you remember when Pastor so-and-so said to do this? And she said, I've had enough. Somebody in this house ought to get an attitude. I have had enough. I'm tired of that battle. I'm tired of that trial. I'm tired of that sickness. And I'm making up my mind tonight. Come on, somebody. Enough is enough. He said, scoot over, baby. And they started shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, by the way, that's the highest form of praise you and I can give Him. Hello? Sister Marshburn? Before they got through praising the Lord, the phone rang in their house. She goes and answers the phone. And the voice on the other end said, "Is this so-and-so?" She said, "Yes, it is." He said, "You probably don't know me, but I am da-da-da-da-da." And she's thinking in her mind, she's telling us at this conference or the home missions retreat, said he owned the funeral home, he owned the LP store, he owned the IGA and hardware store. "Yeah, I think I know who you are." He said, I'm not a church-going individual. He said, "But the last few nights I have not been able to sleep." And said, "My wife told me that if I didn't do what God was telling me to do," he said, "I don't even know if I believe in God." She said, "Well, I do, and you're not coming back in this room until whatever's bugging you is done." And he said, "So I found out and did a little studying that your husband is out of a job, and y'all are here trying to dig out a church in our little community." And he said, "So I'm just going to tell you what I feel." He said, "I want you to know, until your husband goes back to work, I've set you up an account at the IGA store and the hardware store, and I've already signed the bill. It's already paid for. Until he goes to work, don't you worry about groceries. Don't you worry about having to get any LP. It's already prayed for. I've come to tell you, a shout of hallelujah will open up the heavens, and God will send miracles like..." Oh, somebody help me. I challenge somebody in this house. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Shakalarabosatana! Ikondo Hatoshe Potahaya! In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Hello. Hallelujah. It's not a magical word, but it is in the lifting up of praise that meets the presence of God that causes a reaction relative to your needs. So we're going to shout praise tonight in the face of adversity. We're going to shout praise and hallelujah in the face of illness, in the face of discouragement, in the face of the storm, in the face of that thing that's been trying to drag you down. That revival I was telling you about in Peoria where that young boy got healed, we was getting ready to start there, and the pastor was on a long fast, and he had his in-laws take us out to eat. And after we left that restaurant, we was getting ready and went over that bridge right down downtown Peoria. I got to the end of the street there at the stoplight, and my truck just died. I've learned that the enemy's going to try everything he can to stop revival, even causing you to have to go 28 miles to Hickory to get a room. Hello. And so I tried to start the truck. It was the truck before I got my Dodges. And I start the thing, and it go, broom. And then it go, wah. Broom. Wah. So, I don't know. Things frustrate me. And I start patting my hand on that steering wheel. My wife scoots over real close to that door. And she opens up the glove compartment. She's trying to find that thing we got to call the wrecker service or whatever. And I call Pastor Lashley. And here's the inspiration. I said, "Brother Lashley," I said, "my truck's died and I'm downtown." He said, "Where you at?" "Downtown." He said, "No, Greg, where are you at?" I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, what's the street sign saying?" I told him, he said, "Oh, my God, there's more murders that take place in that square block than any place else in town." Now, Brother Marshburn, if that ever happens, would you just tell the guy, "I'll be there in about 5 minutes." And something happened. It got all over me. And I said, "Devil, you are a liar. And so help me, you can ask my wife." In the air, I got out of the truck. She didn't know if I was going to kick the tires or do what I was going to do. But I got out there in that place where more murders happen in that square block than anywhere else in town. And I started dancing. That was before 140 pounds. I was a pretty good sized lad then for sure. I was out there doing this number. My wife didn't know if she needed to call a paddy wagon or the wrecker. Truth. I'm just praising God, and sure enough, the police pull up right behind me. Lights are flashing. And the guy rolls his window down and said, "Come here." He didn't even get out. And I walk up to him. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm an evangelist. I'm in here in town to preach a revision." He said, "I didn't ask that." I said, "Well," he said, "what are you doing?" "My truck's broke down." "No, sir." He said, "What was you just doing?" I said, "I was dancing before the Lord." Again, Brother Marshburn, you can't make this stuff up. Here's what the officer said to me. "Carry on." He didn't ask for my license. He didn't ask for my registration. He didn't ask for my insurance. He just said, "Carry on." I made up my mind, if them dudes pull me over again, I'm just going to get out dancing. I wish somebody would make up their mind. You've had all the hell you've wanted. You've had all the trouble you've wanted. And I've made up my mind. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to worship Him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, that's just crazy. I'll tell you what's crazy is you to just stay in that predicament. Hello. They're about to sing a song. We're about to shout hallelujah. I'm going to ask you, don't care what anybody else thinks right now, I'm going to ask you all to just close your eyes for just a moment. While you're closing the eyes, I want to just say this to you. I thought tonight, standing on His platform, the greatest way to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, first you got to repent. Hello? Ask God to forgive you. But I'm going to tell you something. The greatest way I know to receive the Holy Ghost is praise Him. Hello? Somebody tonight maybe need a refreshing, or maybe you're here and you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight. Let me tell you, after you repent, the greatest way to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is shouting hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. So I ask this question tonight. Is there anybody been holding on to some stuff for a good while that you're just tired of holding it on? Come on, I want you to raise your hand. I don't want people looking around. I want to be the only one right now. Come on, I need you to raise your hand. If you're serious, you've had stuff that's been holding you back, that's been weighing you down. Perhaps you felt in prayer God was going to give you an answer and the answer hadn't came yet. Perhaps your job situation's been going wrong, or your house. Can I get a witness? Then I don't care about anybody else tonight. But when Sister Marshburn starts singing, the lady starts singing this song, I charge you to get out of your pew and come right down here. And here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to do anything but shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and the Holy Ghost is going to fall. The presence of God is going to minister. Somebody's about to be healed. Somebody's about to be refreshed. Somebody's about to get an air. Come on.
All over this house, I'm gonna praise my Jesus till the walls come down.
Come on now.
I know there's victory beyond my praise, so I'm gonna dance my troubles away. I'm gonna dance all over this house. I'm gonna praise my Jesus till the walls
come down. Shout hallelujah!
I know there's victory beyond my praise, so I'm gonna dance my troubles away.
Over.
beyond my praise.
Come on, victory's coming.
I know there's victory beyond my praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to dance my trouble away.
You are this close to getting your breakthrough and shedding that weight that's been on you. I ask you right now, don't worry about anybody else, but shout out hallelujah. Go ahead, let victory come. Go ahead, let it happen.
I believe I'll testify, God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory.
The
enemy's tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. But my God's never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I believe I'll testify, God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy's tried his best to make me turn around.
You to listen to me. When I come back and laid my hands on you, I felt something. I felt a lion wanting to come out of you.
Jesus.
In a praise and a worship. Listen to me. Circumstance, situation has tried to tie you down, but I want you to come here.
Yes.
I want you right here in front of everybody. I want you to lift your hands up. I want you to say enough is enough and begin to shout hallelujah and put the enemy under your feet.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Somebody's got to say, anyhow, no matter how you feel, anyhow, I'm going to praise you anyhow, because I know what I'm doing is right. And if it's right, do it anyhow. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yeah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Praises, 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 praises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you lift your hands and give him praise one more time? Lift your hands and give him glory one more time. Let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the very easiest things to do in our relationship with God is to praise him. I told the Lord a long time ago, I said, I don't care what comes against me. I don't care what I am going through. Lord, mark this down. There will not be a day that I will not praise you. Thank you, all five of you. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it, and I don't comprehend it. The only thing in the Word of God that we do not have to qualify in any way to give him. He said, let everything that hath breath, I don't care if you're a homosexual, I don't care if you're a whiny baby, I don't care if you're sick and anemic, I don't care if you're given to depression, and depression is the only way you want to live. I don't care. Just let everything like that give me praise. I've watched people break their neck for a leadership position, and they got it because they sacrificed so hard and they put everything they had into it so much until they finally got that leadership position they wanted. I gladly gave it to them. But let the devil come against them a little bit and they'll shut up, shut down, and sit down, and it'll take you 6 months to get them back up. When it's the only thing in the Word of God you don't even have to qualify for. It doesn't matter what's in your life. You can give him praise. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You can sit there and you don't have to. I wrote it down. I put it. The Lord spoke. I put it down. I was going to share it with you later, but I got to share it with you now. Amen. Give your face a break before you break your face. The man preached his guts out, and some of you still looked at him like you swallowed something sideways. Why don't you smile in Jesus' name? Why don't you smile one time in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Give your face a break before you break your face. Praise God. And so, praise. We don't even have to qualify. We can just give it to him anytime we want to, no matter what we're going through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so when the man preaches his guts out and he finally gets a little bit out of you, what is wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that. People are in misery and have been in misery and talked yourself into misery, and you don't even want to come out. You don't know how any other way to live. And I'm telling you right now, victory is a choice. Victory is a choice. Anointing is a choice. Power and authority with God is a choice. We're going to keep laying hands on you. We're going to keep praying for you. We're going to keep believing God with you. Hallelujah. But more than that leadership position, somebody in this house ought to volunteer to worship God. Somebody ought to volunteer to praise God. Somebody ought to come into the house with praise. Come into the house with joy. Come into the house with... You ought to make a commitment tonight that no matter what the future holds, there will not be one day that my praise will not be on. And that'll be the day that the Lord's going to see to it that you make heaven your home, because you're going to overcome every obstacle that you come against. You say, I've done everything I can do. That's good. Why don't you just give up and praise God and let Him do it? I said, give up. Let God. Let Him do it. And so the Holy Ghost is going to take us from victory to victory. But we're going to go through the valley to get to the next hill. But that's okay, because we're going to praise Him through that too. Hello? I want all the men to say yes. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm a soldier. You know what soldiers do? They fight. That ain't fighting. They wield their sword. They themselves get bloody. After the battle, you know what they do? They go over and wash the blood off. And they suture themselves up. And they go back to battle again. Now, I'm not afraid to tell you tonight, we need men in this house to lead this church into apostolic revival. I said, we need men. And we need them now. We need them right now to lead this church into apostolic revival. I told you, and I'll tell you again, I don't know how much joy men were made to have. I don't know how happy you're supposed to be. I don't even know if we're supposed to be happy. I don't know if we were made for happiness. Maybe we were made to be great. And I know this, if you're straining to be great, it ain't going to make you happy, right? Because you're going to have to go through things to get there.
That's right.
But if you'll just go through those things and get there, you're going to be all right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord no matter what? No matter what? Well, we're going to dismiss, but if you can love the Lord no matter what, why don't you turn to those that are close to you and say, I can love you no matter what if I can love God no matter what. God bless you tonight as you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Come back Tuesday night. The man of God will be back. Let's have great church. Mm-hmm.